要这样做是非常困难的。
We're really limited.
因为
in our understanding and being able to see people's hearts.
因为我们能力都是有限的，没办法很清楚的去判断人内心的情况。
And people are good actors.
而且人又很会掩饰。
I mean, that's why God says, man looks at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart.
这也是为什么圣经说人是看外表，神却是看内心。
People even don't even have a good view of themselves sometimes.
有时候人甚至不了解自己。
Men are sinners, so they naturally are able to fool themselves. Who am I?
因为人都是罪人，他们会自欺欺人。
Jeremiah 17 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond care. Who can understand it?
耶利米书17章说，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
And that means that people in looking at themselves will even sometimes not see truly what their hearts are like. Forget other people trying to look at them and figure that out.
意思就是说，人甚至在检视自己的内心的时候，都没有办法清楚看清楚自己内心的情况如何，更不用说别人要怎么去判断他内心的情况如何了。
If that's the case, it's kind of hard for New Hope Christian Fellowship to, based on that, to make a pronouncement. Okay, who is part of us? Who is not part of us?
就因为如此，我们很难去说要判断这个，要如何从判断我们会有的内心来决定说。这些人可不可以成为希望教会的会友？要这样做是很难的。
It's something that God knows, but we don't know.
神知道我们的心，可是我们自己不清楚我们的心。
And that's why last week you could summarize the title of the sermon is it's on the topic of the invisible church. It's on the topic of the whole group of people that really truly are believers.
上礼拜我们讲的是神无形的教会，属于这无形的教会里面的人都是神真正的子民。
Now there was a time when the public church literally was invisible.
在历史上曾经有一段时期，教会真的是无形的。
Now have you heard about the Christians during the Roman Empire when Christianity was illegal and people were persecuted to death?
大家有没有听过，在罗马帝国时期的时候，基督教是违法的，基督徒也都受迫害或者受杀害。
At that point, it's a little hard to go up to someone and say, "Hey, are you my brother? Are you my fellow Christian or not?"
那时候不太可能说公开的去问别人说你是不是个基督徒，你是不是我的兄弟姐妹。
Because you know, if you talk to the wrong person, that's the last thing you'll get to say. You'll be hauled off to jail and maybe executed.
因为你如果问错人，问到刚好不是基督徒的人，你可能就会被逮捕，或者根本就被下到监狱里面去了。
So Christians literally had to be invisible.
所以那时候基督徒真的都是要隐藏自己真正的身份。
And they devised a way of figuring out who else might be another Christian.
他们就设计了一个暗号，让其他人知道说他们是基督徒。
They would casually, as they're talking to someone,Just draw a little curved line.
他们好像在跟别人对谈的过程当中，不经意的就用手去画一个弯弯的弧线。
And if it were another Christian that knew about this, the Christian would complete it with a second curved line. See?
那如果对方也是一个基督徒，他就会帮你补下面那条弧线。
They made a symbol of a fish.To represent Jesus.
他们用这个鱼的象征来代表耶稣。
And that symbol of the fish, each letter of the word in the Greek, ichthus, represents a profession about who Jesus is.
在希腊文里面，鱼就是 ichthus. Ichthus 这个字可以让人家明白说耶稣的身份为何。
Jesus, and then Christ, God the Son and Savior.
因为在希腊文里面，耶稣基督、神的儿子、救主这几个希腊文单字的第一个字母取出来合在一起，就是 Easter， 就是鱼。
Yeah, so they just picked the first letter of each word and it made spelled that word in Greek, and that's how they would able to discover who's my brother without getting in trouble. Because you know, if you just draw a curved line, just randomly tracing it, unless someone else knows.The truth about that, what that represents.
所以意思这个字就是鱼的意思。那你如果随手这样画一个弧线，别人如果不知道你是基督徒的话，他也不知道你是什么意思。
And there was even a need then in a time of persecution to identify and have fellowship with other Christians.
那时候虽然他们受迫害，可是他们还是想办法要和其他的基督徒有相通。
But God instituted an organized public church that we could identify and know who we can have fellowship with as Christians.
但是神他后来，神他也设立了有形的教会，让基督徒可以在这个有形的教会里面团契。
And in the public organized church, the visible church, the only way you can test what is going on inside is the same kind of way as what those Christians in Rome did.
但是在这个公开有形的教会里面，你如果要辨别其他人是不是也是基督徒，那 你要用的方式跟罗马帝国那时候基督徒用的方式其实也是相似的。
You know, the only way to test what the heart is what Jesus said, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks.
如何辨别呢？就像耶稣所说的，因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
You don't know for sure, but you can judge a person by their profession about what they believe about who Jesus is and what he did.
虽然我们没办法完全确定别人是不是一个基督徒，但是从他们口中所讲的关于他们的信仰，关于他们对于耶稣的信心，你就可以大概也可以判断一下他是不是基督徒。
And the text we read today speaks to the heart issue and also the outside public visible church issue.
今天我们看的经文，它有两个重点，一个是人内心的景况，还有人外在的一些表现。
So that's why if you become a Christian at New Hope, then you'll go and talk to the elders and say, "Hey, I believe this." And then you'll come up and publicly state that I believe this, and that's how you'll join the church. And if you haven't been baptized, you'll be baptized at that point.
如果你要成为希望教会的会友，你一开始会先去找长老或者牧师，然后后来你会公开的做一个见证，然后再加入教会。如果你还没有受洗的话，就会也要受洗。
Now I notice in Taiwan, most of the time when people ask, "Are you a Christian?" really they'll ask, "When did you get or did you get baptized yet or not?"
在台湾，如果有人家问你说你是不是基督徒的时候，通常他们也会问一个问题，就是你受洗了吗？
And it's really important to keep that distinction between the visible public church based on profession and the invisible reality of the church, which is the reality of the inward heart. It's really important to keep the invisible and visible church a distinction in your mind.
在有形的教会里面，我们用公开宣示自己的信仰来成为会友。在神无形的教会里面，神是依照我们的内心的景况，判断我们是不是真正属于神的教会。所以，我们要把有形教会跟无形教会中间这个区隔，我们要能够很明白的了解。
Because you might have hung out with the church all your life, or even a year. You got used to all the language, all the vocabulary.And you make a profession, and it sounds genuine and real.
因为你有可能一辈子在教会里面长大，对于教会里面人家讲的话、用的词汇，你都非常的熟悉。你也公开做了一个见证了，你的见证听起来好像也是真的。
And as entering you in part of the visible church, if you make a clear profession that seems real, that is the criteria God gave us, and we will accept you and even baptize you.
那你要进入一个神有形的教会，你就是公开做见证。我们要不要帮你受洗，也是看你见证的内容如何。
But you could do all that and never in your heart really believe, and never in your heart feel a real conviction of sin and really repent of your sin.
但是你有可能在做了这些外表公开的见证、受洗之后，你的心还是没有悔改，你还是没有信主。
You can be a legitimate member of the visible church, but not ever really be a member of the invisible church, the one thing that matters for your salvation, and never be really part of the people of God.
你有可能已经成为有形教会里面的一个会友，可是你永远不会成为神无形教会里面的子民。但是你要有拯救，你要被神拯救，你一定要成为神无形教会里面的子民。唯有悔改才能够让你成为这样的子民。
So if you ask yourself a question, "Am I a Christian?" It's not enough to answer, "Oh, I grew up in a church," or "Oh, I was baptized in this church," or "Oh, I made a public profession of faith."
所以如果有人问你你是不是基督徒， 你如果说我从小就在教会长大，或者说我已经受洗了，或者说我已经公开做见证了，这些都是不够的。
The Bible, if you're asking yourself this question, the Bible points to things of the heart for you to help answer yourself.
我们如果看圣经的话，圣经是要我们检视我们的内心来回答这样的问题。
Is there repentance? Is there true faith? Are you looking on Christ in faith?
你内心真的有悔改吗？你真的有信心吗？
And God doesn't expect the church to figure that out definitely for other people.
神他并没有期待说教会要能够很明白的辨别人内心的情况。
That's why the membership rules for the public visible church are the profession of faith, if it seems genuine.
这也是为什么教会要不要决定接受一个会友的时候，是依这个人做的见证来决定。
Now, how many of you went to, at the beginning of this year, the New Hope Introduction to Christianity class?
今年年初的时候，有多少人上了教会的纪要真理班？
You can raise your hands.
可以举手。
There is one point when I asked everybody a trick question.
那时候我问了大家一个问题。
I asked them,Okay, do you belong to the people of God or not?
我问大家说，你是属于神的子民吗？
And someone said, well, I'm not baptized yet.
有些人就说，我还没有受洗。
And that's when I made that point about the time you pass from death to life, and you pass from being in sin, bound for hell, to being in Christ, having your sins dealt with, is the time of when you first believe. The baptism is just something thathappens in response to that. And you already have passed from death to life.
你初始入生，从罪的捆绑当中进入到基督里面的那一刻，是你真正信主的时刻，并不是你受洗的那一刻。受洗那一刻只不过是来用外在的象征来表达你内心的转变而已。
You don't have to be baptized to go to heaven when you die.
你死后要上天堂，你不并不一定要受洗啊。
And the opposite is true. Even some people who are already baptized are not really believers and will not be saved.
同样的，如果一个人他受洗了，可是却没有真正的信主，他也没有真正的得救。
So I'm keep hammering this in. Repentance and faith is what saves you and brings you to be really truly belong to God's people.
所以我真的要强调，真正让你得救的是你的信心和你的悔改。就是你的信心和悔改才能让你成为神的子民。
So the text today in verse 37 talks about what was going on in people's hearts.
37节这边告诉我们当时候那些人群众的内心经历的转变。
Peter just preached a whole sermon and I welcome you to go back today later and read the whole text of Acts chapter 2. But this is the very end of his sermon.
使徒行传二章前半段都是讲彼得的讲道，如果你要看的话，可以往前看。
And what does he say about these Jews that were listening to him?
他那些犹太人来听他讲道，彼得怎么样形容这些犹太人？
They heard in verse 36, "This Jesus, whom you crucified." And then what did happen in verse 37?
他说，这些犹太人就是把耶稣钉十字架的人。然后37节，这些众人听了以后，他们怎么了？
Someone shout it out or say it out.
他们
What shall we do? And then what does it say about their heart? They were cut to the heart.
那些犹太人听到彼得这么说，他们就说，那我们该怎么办？因为他们心里面觉得扎心。
Every person in the world who comes to a genuine faith,In reality about Jesus will have been cut to the heart like these Jews.
所有来接受耶稣来悔改的人他们跟这些犹太人一样都有类似的经验就是觉得扎心。
They will feel a conviction of their own sin.
他们了解到自己是罪人。
And I just want to ask you, this is a good helpful test as you assess your heart, which we can't see.Have you ever been cut to the heart and felt a conviction of your own sin?
所以我们也可以用这一点来检视自己，看看自己是不是真的是信主。你是不是曾经觉得因为自己的罪而觉得扎心？是不是因为了解到自己的罪而觉得难过？
That is the beginning of repentance.
如果你有这样的感受，这表示你悔改的过程已经开始了。
You can't really repent unless you realize I'm doing wrong.
如果你不了解自己做错事，永远你就永远不可能开始悔改。
So it's not enough to say, "Hey, I love church. It's such a wonderful place. I feel so comfortable in it. I think I just want to join the church."
所以，如果你只是觉得教会是一个让你觉得很舒服的地方，所以你想要来教会的话，这样子是不够的。
Now, I really hope you do feel that at our church.
不过我还是希望大家在我们教会里面觉得很舒服。
And that's an element of God's grace. We sang Amazing Grace. And when people experience grace, it becomes a place of refuge for everyone who arrives here.
我们在教会里面觉得舒服是因为神的恩典，让我们来这边觉得说教会好像是我们的避难所。
But you don't say, I want to join the church. It doesn't help you to say that just because of you feel good about the worship service.
但是如果你想参加教会只是因为你觉得教会的敬拜很棒的话，这样是不够的。
You need to start by feeling bad. You need to feel bad about your sin.
你必须了解到自己的罪，而且因为自己的罪感到非常的难过。
We often sing a song and it hasn't yet been translated into Mandarin, and I hope one of these months I'll bully the translators into doing that task, but the song is called How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
我们常常唱一首歌，就是神对天父对我们的爱是如此深。这首歌还没有翻译成中文，但是我真的很希望这首歌能够被翻译成中文。
And we have the excellent translators here, but translating songs and poems is a lot harder than regular text, so I'm not blaming you guys.
翻译诗或者翻译歌都是很不容易翻的。
But there's a line in the song that says, "It was my sin that held him there."
但是这首歌里面有一句歌词就说，因为我的罪，耶稣被钉十字架。
And it's the person comes to a realization that Jesus died on the cross specifically, in particular, because of the horrible things I do personally. That's the beginning of repentance.
写这首歌的人，他知道说耶稣之所以会被钉在十字架上面，完全是因为我们做错的事情。那如果有这样的理解的话，那就是已经开始悔改的过程了。
He's one of my favorite. The one who wrote this song is one of my favorite modern hymn writers. His name's Stuart Townend, and he's from England.
写这首歌的人是我最喜欢的一个现代诗歌创作家，他是英国人。
But just like the Jews were hearing from Peter, this is Jesus whom you've crucified. You need to hear the same thing in your heart and be cut to the heart. And that's how you start and become a Christian.
我们应该跟这些群众一样，这些犹太人一样，听到彼得这样讲之后，心里面也觉得扎心，这样才是真正成为基督徒的过程的开始。
So I want to ask you, has your heart gotten moved or melted?
所以我要问大家，你觉得心里面有受感动，有变柔软吗？
Now think about this crowd of Jews listening to Peter.
我们来想象看这群听彼得讲到的犹太人。
They are the same people that for the last festival in Jerusalem, 50 days before, were shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him," and told to let free Barabbas, who's a real murderer, and send Jesus off to be killed.
这群人50天以前，他们来耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，他们那时候就喊说，要把耶稣钉十字架，要释放巴拉巴这个罪犯。
Can you imagine how hard their hearts must have been that time during the Passover to say that about Jesus? Crucify him!
你可以想象他们在逾越节要把耶稣钉十字架的时候，他们的心有多么刚硬吗？
How could a hard heart like that be moved and changed and cut to the heart?
他们的心如此刚硬，可是为什么后来他们的心受感动，觉得扎心了呢？
One time I was asked by my auntie and uncle to go to Xindin and help them with make a hole in a granite stone flower pot.
有一次我住在新店的干爸干妈，他要我去帮他们一个忙。他们有一个大理石的花盆，他们 要钻一个洞。
It was really beautiful, but the one problem is there's nowhere to let the water through, and so after a time, mosquitoes started breeding in there. And so they asked me, "Hey, can you come bring your drill and come make a hole in that pot?"
那个大理石花盆非常漂亮，可是那个底部没有洞，所以种花浇水之后不久，那个积水就开始长蚊子了。所以他们希望我去帮他们忙，把那个底部钻一个洞。
Now this is a drill I bought from B&Q.
我的那个钻孔工具都是从特利屋。
And it had that setting where it's the hammer setting, the jackhammer setting.
而且我的那个这些钻孔机器里面有一个手。啊、
And
钻洞的功能的这个有一个手提钻。
And I had
震动的功能。
I had felt times where I've made big holes in the concrete walls with that drill.
我过去曾经用我的这个震动的钻液电钻，电钻在水泥墙上钻出洞来。
So I was confident.
所以我对我的电钻非常有信心。
And so I brought it there, and I started trying to make a hole into that granite pot.
所以我去干爸干妈家，就用我的电钻，想要在这个大理石花盆的底部钻一个洞。
And I tried, and I tried.
一试再试。
And the bit got, I put it to the jackhammer setting, the bit started wearing down.
我让电钻这样钻，钻的那个头都快要被钻坏了。
And it started getting really hot.
而且整个电钻变得非常的
almost too hot to hold, and then I just finally gave up, and I barely made a scratch in that granite pot.
我后来放弃了，那钻那么久，结果那个底部根本连几乎连一点痕迹都没有。
Actually, was this before I got my drill? Was this your drill that I did this to? I don't know. I can't remember. So I, if you find a bad drill bit, it was your drill that I did this to. But that was a hard stone that you can't make any dent into it, granite.
那个大理石真的是太坚硬了，根本没办法钻一个洞。
That's the kind of hard heart these people had just 50 days before when they come to Jerusalem and said, crucify Jesus.
这些犹太人50天前到耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，他们说要钉耶稣十字架。那时候他们的心也是这样刚硬。
Now they were back for the next big festival in Jerusalem, Pentecost.
这时候他们又回到耶路撒冷来，他们要过另外一个节，五旬节。
And Peter's sermon cut them to the heart.
彼得在这时候讲到，彼得的讲道却能够让他们觉得扎心的。
What was going on? What was the difference?
为什么会有这样的改变呢？
The Holy Spirit was at work.
因为圣灵在他们的心里工作。
Jesus had told the disciples, wait before you go out into the world until I send the Holy Spirit.
耶稣那时候他要他的门徒等候一段时间，等到神降下他的圣灵来的时候，他们才可以出去传福音。
Romans 3 says there is no one righteous, no one, not one, no one who seeks God. All have turned away.
罗马书三章告诉我们，没有一个义人，没有一个人寻求神，每个人都偏离了正路。
Everyone is born with that kind of heart of stone.
每个人天生与生俱来的心都像石头一样硬。
So to be actually convicted of your sins, which is the first part of repentance and coming to faith, you need a new heart.
如果你要悔改，要一颗新的心，要知道自己的罪的话，那你就必须要一颗新的心才能这么做。
That was God's promise through the prophet Jeremiah. I will give a new heart and remove their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh.
神曾经对先知耶利米做一个应许，就是他会给我们一颗新的心，他会挪去我们的实心，给我们一颗新的肉心。
That's why in Corinthians says, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Something totally new had to happen to them.
这也是为什么哥林多，前书会告诉我们，如果有人在基督里，他就是新造的人了。
That was the amazing, miraculous thing that happened that day Peter preached, is,These people actually were cut to the heart.
所以彼得那天讲到这些人觉得扎心，这是一件非常奇妙的奇迹。
But outside, publicly, what you could see, what happened was very simple.
但是从外表看起来，其实彼得讲到那天的这整个情景是很简单的一件事。
Peter preached, verse 41, people accepted his message of the gospel.
41节这边彼得讲到那人们接受了福音，就这样子而已。
And you did see that their heart, something must have been affecting them, because they said, what should we do?
但是我们可以看出来，他们的心里面有经历了很大的转变，因为他们说，我们要怎么办？
And then 3,000 were added to their number that day.
当天门徒添了大概有3,000人。
That's simple.
一切过程就这么简单。
There was out on the inside, on the invisible things, there was amazing thing going on. On the outside, it was very simple. The gospel was preached, and people accepted and professed their faith.
这些人的心里面其实是经历了很奇妙的神迹，但是从外表看起来，只是他们接受了福音，成为教会的会友而已。
And then there was a public sign put on them. They were baptized with water.
那时候有一个外在的表征说他们已经成为教会的一份子，那就是帮他们受洗。
There's a public numbering. Even though we talked about all the beginning of the sermon, you can't really know the heart. God wants us to publicly number who is a believer and who is not a believer, and that's why we have the sign of baptism, and that's why we have an ongoing sign of communion.
所以当天他们有计算说大概有3,000人加入了教会，他们有去算那个人数，虽然神知道说我们没办法去了解的人的内心，但是他还是要我们去算那个人数，这也是为什么我们要有会友制，要有洗礼，还有领圣餐这些外表的形式。
Now in this day and age, in modern culture, people are so democratic, they hate organized religion and they don't want to have to become a member of something officially.
现在都是民主时代，很多人他们很讨厌教会的会友制，或者说要怎么样才能够成为会友。
And I know there people like that are reacting to all the corruption and abuse they've seen in organized religion.
人们很讨厌成为会友，是因为他们知道有很多有组织的就是在很多宗教组织里面，很多人就是滥用会友制来欺骗会友，或者有很多腐败的情况。
And God wasn't surprised by that. He knew when he was gathering a group of people, he would be gathering a group of sinners, even though their sins been paid for. But he was still gathering a group of sinners.
但是神他也知道，他也预期到说这种不好的情况会发生。但是因为神知道说来到他教会里面的人都是罪人。
But he still wanted to have that public numbering, counting, which you would call church membership.
但是神还是希望我们能够数算教会里面的人数，所以我们就设立了会友制。
And that's why in New Hope we finally moved to that this year. After starting it and getting organized, we finally moved to actually publicly having an official membership.
所以今年开始，希望教会就慢慢的建立这个会友制了。
Now how are you publicly counted or numbered as one of God's people?
那我们要如何公开的成为神的子民呢？
So what we just said, the two elements, accepting the message, there's a, in a sense, a public profession of your faith.
第一个就是接受神的话语，公开的做见证。
And if you have not already been baptized, you get the sign of God's people and entering God's people put on you.
那也或者借着洗礼，让神的印记留在你身上，成为神的子民。
Now in this passage, when they say, what should we do? Peter said two things. He said, repent and be baptized.
所以这些人，犹太人问彼得说，我们该怎么办的时候，彼得就说，悔改，受洗。
And that was baptism is the natural next step. If you come from outside of God's people and you come in.
所以要成为神教会的里面的子民，就是接受洗礼，这是一个。外表象征。
But we know that baptism is not a necessary thing for salvation because of all the other scripture passages. The word repentance, that covers what is needed for real salvation. Baptism is the next public step you make.
但是我们知道受洗不是得救的必要项目之一，真正重要的是悔改。受洗只是用外在形式来象征你内心的悔改而已。
And that baptism of God's washing, that baptism of washing with water represents God washing the blood with the blood of Jesus, the hearts of people.
受洗是用水来洗人，这象征的神用耶稣的宝血来洗我们内心的罪。
Now, the Jews who are listening to this, for them, come from a whole long background of being the chosen people of God. In the Old Testament, the sign was circumcision.
那时候听彼得讲到这些犹太人，他们有很悠久的历史，在旧约里面，成为神的子民就是要受割礼。
But the new sign, and we know this from Colossians 2:11-12, that replaced circumcision is baptism.
但是我们从哥罗西书二章十一到十二节这边知道，在新约时代里面，割礼已经被洗礼所取代了。
And I'll just briefly mention this as an aside, because everybody in here comes from a totally different background. The reason at New Hope we will baptize infant children is because in God's design, going all the way back from Genesis 17 and God's promise to Abraham, for some reason he wanted to have his sign of his people, the visible church, put on both the believer, professing believer, and their children. And then later on, if the kids grew up, they would be kicked out of the group of God's people. But while they were children, he had that sign put on them.
我也要借此解释一下为什么我们教会会做婴儿洗，因为在圣经里面，包括在创世纪里面，神要亚伯拉罕替他的儿子放上神的印记。神不但要他的子民身上有神的印记，神也希望这些子民，他们如果自己的小孩子，也为他们的小孩子放上神的印记。纵使这些小孩子之后不见得会真正成为神的子民，神还是希望当他们是孩子的时候，父母帮他们放上神的印记。
And we just leave it up to the conscience of the parents which way they want to do, but just remember, the visible church, the public numbering, does not definitely necessarily represent what's going on in the heart. And this is true for a child, and this is true for an adult who's professed their faith.
我们是让父母自己决定要不要让孩子受婴儿洗，但是其实教会所谓的会友制或者外在这些洗礼，并不真的表示说有会成为会友洗礼就是成为基督徒，主要还是要看内心。
Just think about what happens to adults that come into the church and profess their faith.
我们来看大人的例子好了。如果一个大人他来到教会，公开的做见证受洗。
Some of them you see evidence. Some of them you see evidence that the Holy Spirit's got to be at work in them. I cannot believe the change that's happened in their life.
有些人你可以明显的看到说圣灵有在他们身上动工。
But there are other people that leave the church. They're here for a time, they make a profession, they're all excited, they're all happy, they get baptized, and something comes up and they say, I don't want to be part of the church anymore, and they leave, and they never come back.
但是也有些人，他们一开始接触信仰非常的兴奋，他们也受洗了，但后来生命中发生一些事情，他们就觉得不想来教会，就永远离开了。
Do we say they were saved at one time and then they lost their salvation?
难道我们要说这些人他们曾经得救可是后来却失去了救恩吗？
Remember my invisible church distinction.
大家记得我刚刚讲的这个无形教会跟有形教会的区隔吗？
No, we say they made that public profession but their hearts never really were changed. And when they left the church, that just revealed what's really going on in their heart.They never were a believer in the first place.
我们相信这些人，他们虽然信主的，他们当初说信主的时候有公开的做见证，但是他们的心并没有真正改变，并没有真正来信主，所以他们后来离开了教会，只是证明了他们一开始根本就没有信主而已。
And that's why last week we got that question about, can you ever leave the invisible church? And I said no, and I referred to John. In John, Jesus says, no one can snatch them out of my hand. And all the Father gives to me will come to me. And I refer to some other verses too.
我们可以看约翰福音里面耶稣所说的，我父所给我的羊，没有人能够从我手里把这些羊夺去。我还可以引述其他的经文来证明这一点。
But they can leave the visible church.
但是人他事实上可以离开有形的教会。
And what John says about the people who leave in 1 John chapter 2 verse 19 is they left because they never were really one of us. Their hearts never really had repentance and faith.
但是约翰福音约翰在约翰一书里面说那些人从他们中间出去他们就不是属于他们的因为若是属于我们的就仍然必与我们同在这些人他们并没有真正的悔改
They went out from us but they did not really belong to us for if they had belonged to us they would have remained with us but their going showed that none of them belonged to us This is what he speaks about people that used to be in the church and nowactively opposing Christ, and he calls them antichrists.
十九节这边说，他们从我们中间出去，却不是属于我们的。若是属我们的，就必能与我们同在。他们出去显明，都不是属我们的。所以，而且这些人出去教会之后，还反对基督教。约翰说，他们是反基督的人。
They never really were believers.
他们一开始就不是真正信主。
Now we come back to you.
那大家 回到来看看自己的情况。
Now, some of you, I think, are genuine believers from the things I've talked to you and heard about you, but you haven't taken that step of baptism. And I'd love for you if you could come talk to me about that, because you do need to be numbered and counted with the visible church. Although, if you died today, I'm pretty sure you would be in heaven with the Lord, but you need to be numbered and counted with the visible church.
我们当中有些人虽然还没有受洗，但是从我跟你们的交谈的内容当中，我知道你们是真正信主的人。其实，所以我要鼓励你们来接受洗礼，成为教会的一份子。虽然我百分之百相信，如果你们今天离开人间，你们也一定会上天堂的。但是还是要请你们受洗，成为教会的会友。
And I know it's a really hard step because, especially in a Taiwanese culture, when the outward ritual counts for so much. It's hard to do that and say that publicly to all everybody in Taiwan.
我知道在台湾很多对很多台湾人而言受洗接受洗礼是一件很困难的事情因为在台湾仪式大家都把仪式看得很重要所以要在众人面前宣示自己的信仰是很难的。
But I just want to tell you, that's just a simple thing, putting water on you.If your heart's really changed, that is an amazing miracle, and it's already happened. You've already passed the big step.
但是洗礼是一个很简单的事情，只是用水帮你洗头而已。你的心里面都已经经历过这么大的改变了。
But I want to speak to all of you now.
但是我现在要跟大家强调一点。
This is the time during when a church takes communion.The Bible says for you to examine yourselves.
圣经告诉我们说，我们领圣餐的时候要检视自己的内心。
Look at your hearts.
自己看看心里的情况如何。
No matter if you've done all the things, made the profession, been baptized or not, look at your hearts. Am I really a believer?
不管你有没有做过公开做过见证，不管你有没有受洗过，领圣餐的时候都要。自己好好的思考自己内心的情况。
Was there ever repentance or conviction of sin?
问自己是不是真的悔改过，是不是真的有明白自己的罪。
Was there ever looking and trusting in faith on Jesus?
是不是真的相信耶稣是你的救主。
Do you see evidence that the Holy Spirit is at work in you?
你是否可以看到圣灵在你身上做工的证据。
This is a time for you, each time in your walk with God to really assess yourself during the Lord's Supper and say, what I'm doing with drinking this grape juice or wine that is like the blood of Jesus and eating the bread like the body of Jesus that gives me life. Does my life in my inward heart seem to match what I'm professing when I'm doing this?
所以你在吃 圣餐里面的饼的时候，你要知道这是耶稣的身体；喝那酒的时候，你要知道这是耶稣的宝血。你要看看自己的内心是不是真的，你的情况是不是真的，你是不是真的言行一致？你所相信的是不是跟你的行为是一致的
？So, if you haven't become publicly part of the visible church and been baptized, even if you're a believer inside, just wait until you take that step. If, as you look on the inside, and you, even if you've already been baptized, and you really don't feel like, yeah, I've never really believed in my heart, just don't take it now until you're ready to genuinely profess what you're doing when you're drinking the wine representing Christ's blood and eating the bread representing his body that was given to save you.
所以如果你还没有受洗的话，那就请先不要领圣餐。如果你已经受洗了，可是发现自己内心的态度不是很正确的话，那也请不要领圣餐。
Now we're running low on time.
今天的讲到比较久。
But because of the topic today, we're gonna, before we have communion, we're gonna have two people that, are gonna publicly join New Hope. And both of them have already been baptized.
我们领圣餐之前，今天有两个人要加入会友，这两个人都已经受洗了。
But they're going to answer some questions, as quite a few of you have already done this year, and in a sense publicly profess their faith.
他们要先回答几个问题。我们之前会友加入的时候也是都有回答这几个问题。
And actually, it's our two main translators.
其实就是我们两个翻译。
So I need one other person to come up and read the Chinese questions after me, so then we can have them just answering them and not also translating for me.
我们请一位来帮我们念这个问题的中文，要不然的话，他们没办法一边加入一边翻译。
You want to do it? 、if you guys will stand right here, can you take that microphone?Now, just to remind you, the first questions I'm going to ask are about them professing their gospel understanding, what they believe about the gospel. And the second group of questions are asking about their commitment, and they're making a commitment to this church.
他们第一个问题就是要问他们对于福音上面的了解。那第二个问题是问他们对于教会的承诺。
Okay, Jean and Melody.Do you acknowledge yourself to be sinners in the sight of God, justly deserving his displeasure, and without hope, save in his sovereign mercy?
你承认自己在上帝的眼中是个罪人，理当承受他的愤怒，而且若不因着他的怜悯，你根本就毫无指望吗？
Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God?And savior of sinners, and do you receive and rest upon him alone for your salvation as he is offered in the gospel?
你相信主耶稣基督是上帝的儿子，并且是罪人的救主吗？你是否单单信靠他得救，如同福音书的记载？
Do you now resolve and promise in humble reliance upon the grace of the Holy Spirit that you will endeavor to live as a follower of Christ.
你是否已经决心要谦卑地依靠圣灵的恩典，努力活出基督门徒的样式？
Do you promise to support the church in its worship and work to the best of your ability?
你是否愿意许下承诺，尽力支持教会的敬拜和侍奉？
Do you submit yourself to the government?And discipline of the church and promise to work towards its purity and peace.
你是否愿意顺服教会的管理和管教，并且决心效法教会的纯洁和平安？
Now, so far we've given little booklets out to our new members, and they're trying to encourage them to take notes and to work on their own.Understanding and reading of the scriptures. So, I'd like to present each of you with one.
Thank you.
And just a minute, and we'll pray for you. If I could have two volunteers sitting here to stand up and pray.